Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be in. We got it all down pat, haven't we? For anyone looking for a new church home, or if you know anyone who is, invite them to come and see us at 4071 North Foster Road any Sunday at 10:30. And from here it gets changed a little bit. That's why I have a Bible and my typewritten stuff. The prescription or subscription is for, the liturgy says Psalm 137. If you're familiar with that or if you just read it, you'll see why I changed it to Psalm 138. Okay. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple. And I will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your frame. When I called, Lord, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly upon the lowly. Though he is lofty, he sees everyone from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Welcome, sir.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, oh, my, you're just so good to us. You provide everything that we need. You give us hope. You give us joy. And even in the midst of our sorrows and problems, you let us know that you're with us. And we're so thankful for that this morning. We're thankful, Lord, that you died for us on the cross, that you redeemed us, that you made a way for us, Lord, and prepared a home in heaven for us. Lord, sometimes we get sideways and we don't go straight. We do things we shouldn't do, say things we shouldn't say. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless this church as only you can. And we thank you for your love, for your kindness, your compassion. How, Lord, that you stay with us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Majesty, worship His Majesty.
Please be seated. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Before I start the announcements, I wanted to ask if you have a prayer request that came up at the last minute, could you please fill out the form that we have? And if you could please print it and let us try to keep it short and sweet. Thank you. Please. What was that? They should be in the back of the seats there. If not, just raise up the hand and I'll bring it to you. Okay. And then, when I finish with the announcements, when I ask if anybody has anything else to say, if you could please come up to the mic, and so the people out in Radio Land and that are out in the parking lot, they can hear, you know, whatever announcements need to be made. That's it for that. Birthdays. On the 5th, Lois Extrell is on the 5th. And then on the 6th, there's two people. First one is Toby Wilbur, and then the other one is Roy Wood. So now, let us sing happy birthday on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Thank you. Last.
Guess what I got?
What's that?
I've got an announcement. I've got an announcement. Actually, I have two announcements. The first one, it deals with the Agape ministry that we support, and they are asking for donations to purchase turkeys and hams for the holidays, for Christmas. So we have the Agape baskets are out. We put those out for the Agape every first Sunday, but of course you can give whenever you want to. So please be in prayer about that. Amen? Amen. Amen. Also, one other thing that they're asking for items to make up bags for the poor. They're looking for things like corn or green beans, mashed potatoes. We'll put the list out there on the thing there so you can see it, what to bring. Our next announcement deals with the process that we're going through right now as far as the United Methodist Church going. It is vitally important that you pray about this. Amen? Amen. I mean, you need to really, really pray and seek the Lord on this decision, which way you need to go. All right? You need to do that. All right? Don't rush into something. We need to be prayerful and we need to be mindful, and make sure you look at all the different the situation, not just one particular point, but all the points on both sides of the coin. There'll be more videos to come, and hopefully there'll be more meetings to come to help us through this discernment process. The Lord is good and He will be with us. Amen.
Amen.
He's not going to abandon us, not going to abandon us, even though there may be a split. We're not going to split from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We're not going to do that. So be in prayer about that. Be in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Good morning, church. I just want to bring up that when we had our lunch bunch on Thursday, I brought up to the pastor and to those who happen to be there, so I want to bring it up to the church. I know that Sherry did not want us to do anything in regard to in her death, but I'm sorry, I miss her, and I still feel we should have some kind of get together. about our friendship with Sherry, because I do miss her. And Pastor had said he would check with trying to arrange it to have it one Sunday after church. So I guess, Jan, you'll get involved and let us know in regard to the calendar and if anybody wants to participate. But that's just my feeling on it, and there was a few of us that was there that felt the same.
Thank you, Jafar. Does anybody else have an announcement? If not, Lance?
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Loving Lord, how wonderful you are. Thank you that you created time, but you are not constrained by it. Thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give me patience as I expectantly wait for any day till you return to rapture your bride, knowing that your time is always perfect. And may I rest in you, knowing my times are in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Since I'm standing in for Tom this morning, I really don't look like him. He's got a lot more hair than I do. But hopefully we'll get through it. For our offertory prayer, O Lord God, we ask that you be with us especially at this time. Guide us, Lord, to remember that everything we have came from you, and what we return to you is our fair offering for you to receive. And we ask, Lord, you guide us this day and forever. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
The scripture reading for today comes from the second book of Peter, beginning with chapter 3, beginning with the 8th verse. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I praise your wonderful name for your long-suffering attitude towards me, your errant child, and toward the whole world. I'm sorry for those times when I have wondered why Jesus has not returned yet. Help me see the unsaved world through your eyes of love, that you want all to be saved. Give me a hunger to spread your saving gospel of grace to a lost world. I know that Jesus is coming back at the right time. I pray that many may come to faith in you while there is still time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning again, church. And please join me as we bow our hearts and prepare to hear the pastor's message. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today, and we give you thanks that Pastor Ted is here to bring us the message you have given him. And we pray, Father, that we absorb it, take it in, remember it, and put it to your intended use throughout the coming weeks and days and months. Lord, be with Ted especially, as he may face some challenging times here, but be with us to teach us to follow our pastoral leader, as is your will. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning again. Good morning. Oh, let me look out at your faces this morning and look around and see you. Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Well, the Lord's going to do a mighty work today here, isn't he? I can see in your faces. You're looking for something, aren't you? Amen. What are you looking for this morning? What do you want from the Lord? Amen. I pray that he gives it to you. Our scripture or our title this morning, subject is, what are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? So we want to welcome you back, and this is we continue our series and our anchor series. And as a quick refresher from last week, I just couldn't wait to do this. I'm sorry, it's just the sailor in me, I guess. I didn't do a very good job last week of telling you what an anchor was. Some of you were confused. You thought an anchor was a fishing pole, didn't you? Well, this is an anchor. Amen. This is an anchor. This thing, not this thing, but 100 times larger. This is what keeps that destroyer, that carrier, that cruiser from dragging and moving around. Amen. The anchor that you have. Oh, thank God for him. The anchor that we have is Jesus. Amen. He's the one that holds us when the waters get turbulent, when things get bad and we don't understand. He is our anchor. And we're going to continue in our series with today with, what are you holding on to? Okay, I've made that clear. Put that there. I feel a whole lot better now. Amen. Amen. So as you can see, an anchor is very simple in its design, but it's very powerful in its function. And it's got to be strong, strong to hold, no matter how much tension and pressure is being put on it by the boat. Some of you today are probably has a lot of pressure being put on you, probably from a lot of different ways and from a lot of different things and maybe even people. But I want you to be encouraged this morning that the anchor that you need to hold on to is Jesus. Amen? He is the perfect one. He came and he died for us so that we might not have to hold on to something that wouldn't hold. And as we go further, we see that there's a Bible commentator by the name of Alexander McLaren, and he talks about this, about the strength of an anchor. A sure anchor is one which does not drag. It's not too light for the ship that rides by it. It is found firm. It is found firm ground, and its flukes are all right, and its belch. That's sailor terminology there. And it does not deceive. The ship's crew may trust it. An anchor which is steadfast, or as the original word might be rendered firm, is one that will not break, but is strong in its own substance, made of good, tough iron, so that there is no fear of the shank snapping, whatever strain may be put upon it. And we may then say generally that this object of the Christian hope is free from all weaknesses and imperfections which cleave and cling to the other object. So we're going to take a look at what Mr. McLaren calls the weakness and imperfections which cleave and cling to the other object. Because the truth is, folks, that there is only one firm and sure anchor in which we can put our hope, and that's Jesus. Life is filled with all types of false hopes and security. When we look at TV, the commercials, we see all kind of promises for health and well-being and from every source imaginable. We, from an early age, were taught that if we can just get big enough and strong enough and get smart enough and save enough money, that everything will be all right. And for a little while, all that's fine and dandy. But of course, that's not enough. So, and this affects all of us, so I don't want you to feel like I'm picking on you this morning. All of us have, one time or another, put our hopes in things that couldn't deliver. And this is one lesson we've all had to learn. We've all had to learn the hard way, and I certainly had to learn it. So, what is the thing in your life that calls for your allegiance and your loyalty? Is it your strength? How smart you are? Maybe it's that big old savings account you got. Maybe it's your job title. Maybe it's your position or even a relationship. The good news today is that no matter what that thing is, I can promise you this, folks, Jesus is far, far better. Far, far better. So, and he's always, and the thing about our Lord, he's always ready for us to return to him. You see, we wander off. We get discouraged, or we think we're big and we think we're big and we know it all. So, Lord, I can do this on my own. And we run off and we put our hopes in that bank account. And that bank account, I got to tell you, folks, it's going to go away one day. Amen. And besides, if you leave it here, you're just going to leave your relative. They're just going to fight over it. Amen. You can't take it with you. So, you know, don't put your hope in such things. So, and the Lord, he's always ready for us to return to him. So, we're all guilty of misplaced hope. But I love how patient God is with us, no matter how long the process takes. And we saw the scripture, 2 Peter 3:8-9, it says the Lord's patience has nothing to do with slowness. The Lord's not slow, amen? Oh, we think he's slow because he doesn't come when we want him to come. And it's got nothing to do with slowness and everything to do with salvation. Lord, when are you coming? Why don't you come? What are you waiting for? The scripture tells us that there are still some folks that need to know the Lord, amen? You got some neighbors. You got some friends, you got some co-workers that they don't know anything about Jesus. Guess what, folks? Jesus is depending on you to tell them. Amen? Amen. So the Lord is tarrying his return because he says he doesn't want anybody to perish. He's interested in all of us coming home, no matter how displaced and how fractured our hope may be. And no matter how far from home that we've wandered. There's an awesome story in Luke 15, verses 11 through 20, that talks about the prodigal son. And this young man, he thought he could, he put all his hope in his money. His dad gave him all. He said, "Dad, I'm ready to go. I need to get out and see what's going on. There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of partying. Give me my money. It's time for me to go." So his dad let him go. Away he went. Well, he squandered all his money. All his friends, they left him. I'll tell you something about friends, folks. When you're broke, you ain't got none. Amen? You got plenty of friends when you got plenty of money. But when the money runs out, the friends run out. Amen? Well, his friends run out. He had nothing. So he went and did what a Jewish person did, the worst thing that he could do. He went and he fed pigs. He wanted to feed pigs. And I'll tell you something else, folks, about when you're hopeless. When you get hungry, when that stomach starts to growl, you'll know what to do, amen? This young man's stomach started to growl. And he was so hungry, he wanted to eat what the pigs were eating. Now, that's pretty hungry. But he got hungry enough to want to go home. I tell you, when I was a kid, I ran away from home because I didn't do my homework. I got home, I beat my parents home, I beat my sisters home, I beat everybody home. I grabbed my little dog and away we went down the alley. I didn't go very far because I was too scared. I went and I hid out in an old shed, me and the dog. And I got to tell you, the dog was smarter than I was. I looked around and he went back home. So I'm sitting there by myself. So I went home. I went home because I got hungry. I went home and I got home and I climbed through a window and I was sleeping in the bed and my parents were so glad to see me. They didn't scold me. They just hugged me and loved me. And you know what? That's what Jesus does. Amen. Oh, when you wander off, you go down this road, you do the wrong thing. But Jesus, he says, "Come on back. Come on back." And he takes you back. And this young man's father, he didn't scold him. He hugged him and he kissed him and he had a big dinner party. Now, I didn't get a big dinner party, but I didn't get a whooping that night either. And that was, so that was as good as a party to me. So how many of us today are tired of trying everything the world has to offer only to find it meaningless and hopeless? How many of us this morning, we just need to go home? We just need to turn around and quit doing what we're doing. We know the Lord's not happy with it. Why don't we just go back to our Heavenly Father? This is a place where our hope, our faith, and love, they have a secure and a space to thrive. Let's go home. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus goes into lengthy teaching about our motivations, our anxiety, our fear, and then, of course, the hope that we have in the kingdom. So, and here he talks about earthly things, earthly treasures in Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Earthly treasures. He says, don't lay up for you stores on this earth that vermin and moth will destroy, or people will steal it. You know, lay up for yourselves treasures that are in heaven. And he goes on in Matthew 6, 31 through 34, he says, many of us are worried about what to eat or what to wear. We're worried about property values. We're worried about our taxes. We're worried about who's going to be the next president, the next governor, like those things are going to help you. Amen? What's going to help you is Jesus. All of this highlights how our hope is in the wrong place. What is it going to take for us Christians to learn that? You know? And I didn't want to bring this up, but I will. As an example, when was the last time you were around a diehard Cowboy fan who just lost a big game? It's hard to be around them, amen? They're awful. They got attitudes and they're mean. No, they're not. I'm a Cowboy fan myself, but we take it kind of weird. But Jesus offers us a divine solution to it all. He tells us this: seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. And I love what he says at the end of this: for tomorrow would worry about itself. Don't you have enough to worry about on Sunday than to be concerned with Monday? You know, each day has enough trouble of its own. So wrap your arms around God's kingdom, around Jesus and its teaching and its people. This isn't the divine corrective for misplaced and displaced hope. You see, there are so many weaknesses and imperfections on the things that we hang on to. Oh, we just love, we think money will just take us through any. But I tell you something, folks, there's nothing wrong with having money. Don't get me wrong. You know, we got to have money to live. But sometimes you put your hope in money. You put your hope in that bank account. And that bank account could disappear in a minute. Amen? The Lord could take it from you just like that. And then what are you left with? And then you got to go to the bank. The bank says, well, no, we can't give you no more money. You owe us some. And then you go to your family, and they tell you the same thing. Who are you going to run to then? You're going to run to Jesus. Amen? Learn this. Seek his kingdom first. Things are too easily, material things that are easily destroyed and damaged. So it's time that we let go of all the false security. And hold tight to Jesus. He's our hope. He's a firm and secure anchor for our souls. So as we wrap up today, I want to end with a story about the story of a rich young ruler found in Mark chapter 10. You see, here was another passionate young man who wanted to follow Jesus. Oh, he wanted to. And he told Jesus he held to the teachings of the law and he observed all the commandments since he was a child. You know, you try to outdo Jesus, amen, and it's not going to work. And this is what Jesus tells him in his perfectly Jesus-y way. He found something else in the young man's life that he's got even a tighter grip on. You see, Jesus shows him he needs to let go of all his wealth in order to follow him. And the young man got very sad and he walks away because he was rich and he had a lot and he did not want to give up. You see, this story, it highlights something that we all struggle with. And it's not necessarily money either. It could be for you something else. No, it's the fact that we grow attached to some things that we place our hope in. And the young ruler clearly had a lot of attachments to his wealth. So much that he was unable to put it down in order to follow Jesus. Or you could say this another way. He was unable to loosen his grip on money in order to tighten his grip on Christ. He cared more about his money than Christ. And this particular picture leads us to turn our attention back to our own lives. So this morning I ask you again, what are you holding on to today? What do you need to let go of so that you can grab hold of Jesus? What time do you spend this week to get your priorities straight? Listen to me, folks, this morning. Jesus is coming back soon. Amen? I can't tell you when. I don't know that. But he wants us to be ready. Because he comes like a thief in the night. You don't know when he's coming back. But he wants you to be ready. So, finally, how can you tighten your grip on the anchor of your soul? Oh, I trust that you'll let go of whatever that's holding you back from serving the Christ, from serving Christ. That you'll let go of that. And you say, Lord, I here I am. You know, I want to serve you and I'm putting all that mess behind me. And you know what? The Lord will take care of that for you. I'm not telling you you're going to walk through roses and have a lot of fun. No, it's not going to be easy. In fact, it'll probably get harder. But the thing that you have to be concerned about, Christ is with you all the way. Amen? Let us pray together this morning. Lord, we thank you for your constant grace and mercy. So Lord, please help us this week to let go of anything that we may behold on to you that is in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? I'm going to give you an invitation now. Would you stand with me, please? I don't want you to leave here today not knowing that Jesus cares a great deal for you. And the burden that you may be bearing right now, I want you to know that you don't have to bear that burden by yourself. The pain that you may be feeling from issues and problems that have caused it, you don't have to hold on to that. You can give that to God. Amen? You can give that to Jesus. So the invitation is open. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come, who wishes to say, Lord, let go. I let go. Use me, Lord. I'm ready. Use me. And please don't worry about who's looking at you. Amen? If you want to worry about somebody looking at you, worry about Jesus looking at you. Amen? Don't worry about who's watching you. Well, something's wrong with him. Yeah, something is wrong with me. I need to get closer to Jesus. So the invitation is open to anyone that wishes to come.
Our hymn of invitation this morning is For the Bread Which You Have Broken. For the bread which you have broken, for the wine which you have poured, for the words which you have spoken, now we give you thanks, O Lord. By this pledge that you do love us, by your gift of peace restored, by your
in the palm of your hands. He knows every hair that's on your head. You can't hold anything back from him. You can't fool him. You may fool me or fool other people, but you can't fool Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
He knows your heart. Oh, folks, take it from me. He knows the secret places in your heart. He knows that place that you don't like to discuss. Amen? He knows those things that you won't tell anybody that you do. But I got to tell you, he knows about it. So if you're holding on to that before communion this morning, you ought to get rid of it. Amen? Get rid of it. So that you may be able to take communion happily and right and do it the right way. And the Lord will surely bless you. Amen? Let us prepare for communion.
Does everyone have a hymnal available to you? Open, please, to page 12. I understand this might be a little bit different, but Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have failed against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy.
Forgive us, we pray.
Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Here's the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
You are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
Great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord,
God of power and might.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death,
Amen.
And made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory as we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. table is set. Would you come?
Good morning. Let's continue to remember all of our military personnel, our first responders, fire department, men and women in blue, the nurses, our doctors that have been taking care of us for the last few years. So every chance you get, say thank you to them. Let's keep remembering our homebound members, Jim and Linda McMillan, who Jim is actually in the hospital, Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Eileen Fader, although this is 3 weeks in a row, so praise God Eileen is here with us. Esther Berryman, and you know, he's been out for a while, but Gracie and Dad are here. They made it back to church today, so praise God. Continue to pray for all of our country, the people. Just remember, keep America in your thoughts and prayers. I want to say a special thanks to Rick back here. He's pastor of Born Again Ministries, and we've been in working together, Alamo and Born Again, for a while, and he's here this morning before he goes to for his church. So God bless and continue to thank you for what you're doing with us, Rick. Continue prayers of support, uplifting for Sandy Bundick's grandson, Patrick, Stephen and friend Nakitha Thomas, and continue prayers for Gerda Hader's sister, Immigard, over in Germany, Alice Tyler's son, along with Alice, Chris and friend Barbara, Gene Bixler's friends Cindy and Conrad Murray, along with Stella and Delbert Saunders, Connie Jackson's sister Juanita Fazer, the Hood and Powers family, friends of the Peterson family, and Matt Peterson. David Whipple is asking prayers for his son and daughter, Ben and Carly. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of support for Ted and Tessie, for one of our specials, Bonnie and her family, for Selma Sheck, you know, told me before service, she and Tessie, she got some good news. Her husband David, it came back home Friday, so hallelujah and thank be to God. For Homer Vargas, for Sandra Boykins, and as he continues to heal, and her special sister, Vernita, Janice Walker and James Murphy, continue healing for Martha Rayburn, and praise and thanks for her being here and being a member of our church, but Diane Skaggs is moving back to Oklahoma, so I'm going to miss you, Diane. But safe travels. And she did mention she will be back, you know, often as her health and everything permits. But definitely going to miss you and miss the bacon that you've done. Make some good cookies and some good cupcakes. And it's wonderful to see Gwen and Bob Clem here this morning. They've been out, so wonderful to see them here this morning. For Sandy Bundick and for Virginia Molinoff, and prayers of uplifting and support for Barbara Whitney. For Lance Shaw, for Norma Glenn and her family, and prayers for Jim McMillan, and if you can, send Linda, prayers of thoughts. Jim's at Northeast Methodist, so. And then, of course, Elaine and Gene Bixler, and Elaine, is he still doing well with her recovery? Prayers for Kathy Bedell, for Joni Peterson, her son Matt, and some family friends. For Vicki Ballman. And Tom is not here this morning. I'm sure y'all have already noticed him. But Tom, he started taking some new medication for his lungs last week, and he mentioned to us, and it's, some reactions. So, Tom, get well and hope to see you Thursday. And continue to praise God for all he does for you and your family and your friends, and for all the prayers that he's answered. And God continue to be with each and every one of us. And y'all have a beautiful Sunday and a beautiful week. God bless to all.
Let us prepare our hearts for prayer this morning. But before we pray, I want to encourage you to do one thing today. Do this for the Lord. I want you to be nice to someone today. Be nice to someone that you may not even know. Perhaps someone that you may not even speak to that often. Amen? Could you do that in the name of Jesus? Amen? Let us pray. We give thanks to you, O Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for pouring your Spirit out on us today, Lord, enabling us to participate at your table, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you came to this earth to save us from our sins. We thank you for the redeeming grace that you've given us. We pray for those now, Lord, that as we leave this place, who, Lord, things may not be the best that they could be in their life. Things may not be the best they could be at their home. We ask, Lord, that right now in the name of Jesus, that you turn them around. You turn things around, Lord. And, Lord, that you would do the things like you did in the Bible, Lord. That you would bless them and take care of them and even heal them, Lord. Be with those that are in the hospital. Those that are suffering, Lord, from the loss of a loved one. Those, Lord, that don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do or where to turn to. Give them direction, Lord. And help us at Alamo to be a lighthouse. To be a lighthouse for those that don't know what to do or where to go. Thank you for Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your blessed Son. Thank you for this opportunity to preach, this opportunity to pastor. Be with this church, Lord, as we go through the discernment process. And help us, Lord, that no matter what happens, that we will hold on close to you. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. And we know that your prayer line never closes. And we just want to ask, Lord, that you would bless those that are going through this terrible storm in Florida and South Carolina and even in other places, in Puerto Rico, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would help them through this time. That, Lord, that you would, those that are with power, those that are with food, that, Lord, that you would help them to go to get the things they need. Help them to recover their property and help them, Lord, to find their loved ones. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, Gene.
Because the Lord's Prayer was used earlier in the service, I have selected a psalm for reading for our benediction, Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we depart from here today, be careful in the traffic. It can be dangerous. Remember all those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe. Let us join again here next Sunday to receive the message our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for a closing hymn? God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. By his covers I hold you. With his sheep I greatly hold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet again.
Till we meet again.